two winters of that. Didn't meet yet?
That's what I've heard.
He was just
because what we're doing is
that. It's just the sun.
Good afternoon. The Senate and House Tax Conference Committee on House File 2337 will come to order. And welcome back to the Capitol this afternoon. I would move members to reconsider the adoption of the committee report taken on April 29th, 2012. Any questions or comments about that motion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The motion to reconsider is adopted, and I would note for the record that we do have a quorum here and did in time for that vote. Now, members, I would move to delete Article 8, Section 11 of the committee report adopted on April 29, 2012, and on page 7, and insert. Let me just take that in two parts. I will move to delete Article 8 of Section 11 of the committee report adopted on April 29. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 All those opposed say no. The motion is adopted. Article 8 has been deleted. And now,
no, Mr. Madam Chair.
Excuse me. Article 8, Section 11 has been deleted.
Yeah.
That would leave us a lot more work than what we were expecting this morning. And now I would refer to Representative Davids.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I would move to delete Article 7, Section 102 of the conference report. Members, all we're doing here is we're deleting a section of in the bill. We're deleting an article in a section that has already become law. So if we didn't do this, we could have some real problems on amending a statute that doesn't exist. So it's just a cleanup. It has to do with an education situation down in the Rochester area. Two cities, Byron and Stuartville, had to have some changes made. They've already been made, signed into law. This just cleans that language up. Did I do that right, Joel? Mr. Michael?
Mr. Chairman, the section we were amending has actually been repealed, so we don't want to potentially revive it. But, yes, that's it, what you said.
That's what I meant to say.
Representative Davids.
Thank you, Mr. Michael.
Representative Davids, can you repeat this, the article
move,
and section number?
I move to delete Article 7, Section 102 of the conference report.
Any questions? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The motion is adopted. Representative Davids.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I will move to amend House File 2337 as follows. It's SM0001 amendment. And basically, this is having to do with the budget reserve.
Thank you. And members, I am in support of Representative David's motion. There is a language that's hopefully been passed out already. It's the 001 amendment. And members, this is a further clarification of the intention that was discussed on Saturday and then renewed through our efforts yesterday. And now I think we just have even better language to very clearly state what our intention is. It is to reduce the budget reserve temporarily. That budget reserve, to the extent that it will be drawn to reflect our spreadsheet here and our intention here, it will be a temporary draw that will be replenished at the next forecast. And Ms. McQuay is here, and I just want, Ms. McQuay, if you could, if you would just discuss for members here what, if any, impact there is to the spreadsheet that we adopted at our hearing on Saturday. Ms. McQuay?
Madam Chair and members, the spreadsheet that was posted reflects a recognition of the April economic update as well as payments to Centers for Medicare and Medicaid with a total forecast adjustment of 27.9. And that offset by the cost of the tax bill is the cost of the tax bill being 47.7, leaving the net impact to the general fund being 19.8 to be covered from other bills to be enacted. And so what this language does, instead of recognizing the revenue from the economic update, it transfers money or cancels money from the budget reserve to the general fund, and then recognizes that we also have to pay the Medicare payment to the federal share of the UCARE donation to the federal government.
Thank you, Ms. McQuay. And so to the extent that $106 million from the update is reflected in the future, it will replenish the reserves that are temporarily drawn at this point if the bill is actually signed.
Madam Chair and members, any net balance to the general fund will go first to replenish the budget reserve and then pay back the shift per 16A152.
Thank you. Other questions or comments regarding the amendment? Seeing none, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The 001 has been adopted. And now, members, I would move to instruct our staff to harmonize the language and the spreadsheet to reflect. Oh, Ms. Pollack.
We need to adopt Article 8 as amended.
Thank you. Members, I would move to adopt Article 8 as amended with the 001 amendment. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The amendment or the motion is adopted. And now, members, I would move to instruct our staff to harmonize the language and the spreadsheet. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The motion is adopted. Now, members, I would move to adopt Articles 1 to 8 as amended as the Conference Committee report on House File 2337. Any questions or comments from members? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
All those opposed say no. The motion is adopted, and members, we are adjourned.
What did Shelly say about the spreadsheet? Is she going to go back and do hers and post it?